The tiny former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has a chilling statistic from its past. It's the country which lost the largest proportion of its Jewish population during the Second World War. More than 7,000 Macedonian Jews were sent to their death in concentration camps. Almost the entire community was wiped out. Now the government in Skopje has opened a Holocaust memorial centre in the capital, the fourth such museum in the world. Mark Lowen's grandmother managed to survive the war years, and he's just been to Macedonia to meet another woman who escaped the fate that befell so many of the country's Jews.
She leafs slowly through the ageing photographs, her finger tracing the outline of her family members. "My mother Estef, my father Isaac," she begins, moving through them slowly. "Then my brothers and sisters." She goes on, naming all 18 of her relatives killed in the Holocaust. "I was the only one not taken. I didn't even say goodbye to them," she muses, grappling with the memories. Jamila Kolonomos is one of the few Jews still remaining in Macedonia, a country that lost 98% of its Jewish population, the highest proportion anywhere in the world. I stopped off at her house in Skopje on the way to the city's new Holocaust Museum. At 89 years old, she is one of the few who remembers the deportation of the Macedonian Jews, sent by the occupying Bulgarian forces to Treblinka concentration camp in Poland. Jamila only survived by hiding in Macedonia and then joining Tito's partisan resistance. As she casts her mind back, her kindly eyes suddenly narrow. A look of sheer anger fills her elderly face. "I can't forget the screams as the soldiers arrived," she says, almost shouting. "I still dream about them. And now, when I laugh, something aches in my heart." As the cold, cramped trains filled with deportees wound their way from the Balkans through Central Europe and up into Poland, they may even have passed another camp on the way, Płaszów, just outside the city of Krakow, since immortalized in the film Schindler's List. It was there that my grandmother, Natalia Karp, was taken in 1943. She was a young, beautiful concert pianist from Krakow, trying to escape into the mountains with her sister when she was seized. The two women were sent to Płaszów, destined to be killed. But the camp commander, Amon Gert, played in the film by Ralph Fiennes, had one soft spot in an otherwise brutal character. He was a music lover, and the night my grandmother arrived was his birthday. An order was sent out for the young, virtuoso Polish pianist to play at his party. She told me years later how revolted she was by Gert, dressed in his white uniform and surrounded by beautiful women. She hadn't played for 4 years whilst in hiding. The commander suddenly turned to her. "Sit down and play."